Ewan Spence, sitting down in the cafe area at Symbian's Smartphone Show. Joining me now from Hanmark out of Kansas City, it's Steve McGuigan. Yes. It is McGuigan, isn't it?
It is McGuigan. He
said
it.
Like the Irish boxer.
Exactly. Oh, you know Barry.
I do, yeah. Well, not personally, okay. No.
Very good.
But there we go. Yes, I look down, Kansas City, MO. What state's MO?
Missouri.
I'm never giving you money. So Hanmark, obviously well known in American circles. You've done a lot of work on Windows Mobile and on Palm. Started to make a little bit of inroads into Symbian over the last year, but you're here showing off soon to be launched Pocket Express.
Yes, we are. We've truly believe in the future of Symbian here, especially here in the UK.
Does that mean you're never doing any more Windows Mobile at all?
I'm not going to say that. Of course not. You know, as you said earlier, we do support Palm and Windows Mobile and BlackBerry. We've been around for about 8 years or so. We started out in the early PDA space, and about 4 or 5 years ago, we decided that it was time to make the transition to wireless. Right, we're starting to see more of these converged devices arriving in the market, and it was about it was earlier this year in February where we announced featured spots within some Nokia E and N series devices. And for Pocket Express, where we are going to be including Pocket Express on the downloads folder of some of these devices.
You know, this is the Java version of Pocket Express.
This is the Java version of Pocket Express. It's sort of it's an early release. It's not quite as feature rich as the Symbian version that we have announced today. Now, the version we announced today is going to be available by the end of the year. It's native Series 60, third edition. And it's really targeted at the UK market, where we have UK BBC News, right? We've got, it's global news from the BBC. We've got that. We've got football scores and Formula One scores. We've got weather locations from anywhere around the world. Cinema listings, you know, here for the UK as well.
Okay, so Pocket Express, just go back a step. It's kind of like a news aggregator, but with a very, very simple boxy interface. And I say boxy because you know, most Web 2.0 applications have nice rounded corners and shading and everything. But it's a way to navigate through the news, current events, and so on. But it's not RSS. It's custom content deals, so it's well formatted for the device, I understand.
That is exactly right. So when we came up with Pocket Express 4 or 5 years ago, the idea was, let's create a client-based server, you know, a client-server application that really takes advantage of the device's capabilities, the input methods, whether it's a touchscreen versus, you know, a T9 or a QWERTY keyboard or a five-way navigation. Is the screen landscape or portrait? Is it high-speed network or a low-speed network? Whatever the case may be, let's make sure it's the best experience possible for this content. So you say it's a boxy interface. We like to call it a tiled interface, right? So there's 9 tiles on the screen. When you first register and download Pocket Express onto your device, we ask for your postal code. And with that, we can take some assumptions that you probably care about the football club near your postal code. You probably care about the weather forecast nearby or the cinemas nearby, right? So we have this personalized aggregation of services for you.
Now, I travel a lot. Can I put in a different postcode when I'm traveling?
Absolutely. If you look at my version here, I've got London, Paris, San Francisco.
You can stack up postcodes then, as it were.
You can put in as many cities as you want to track for weather. Yeah. You can track as many movie theaters as you want in different locations around the UK. It's all there available. So you can continue to personalize it further than the initial customization that you do. Not only do we have these content services that does news, weather, sports, stocks, maps, movies, and directions, but we also have a new service called Mobile Cierge. And what Mobile Cierge is, it's a 24/7 live personal assistant. So whatever you need help with doing, they will help you do. It can be very easy things like, I need to rebook a flight for to get out tomorrow morning, or if I need dinner reservations this evening. But we also do some very complex things. I've had some great success stories. I had one chap who... this is not a romantic in any way. He wanted to propose to his girlfriend. He didn't know what to do. So he called Mobile Cierge up and said, help me propose to my girlfriend. And they go, great, we're going to get a jazz quartet, put them in a park. You walk down at 2 in the afternoon and get down on your knee, and they'll start playing Some Kind of Wonderful. And in the meantime,